Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I caught Neil Williams this morning in his yard. We're just east of Newton. Neil, you got a tire truck here and you got all the combines here. Looks like there's some issues.
Yes, we've had unseen problems that we haven't seen in a long, long time, but the newer one had a problem with engaging the machine, and John Deere sat here 3 days trying to figure it out and went through step 1 to 11, and now we're down to step 12, and it's got to go to the shop to fix number 12. So it's going to fit out all wheat harvests, but the second machine we're running, well, we had two flats on the front yesterday, and so I brought the old 8820 out from sleeping in the shed and got it going. So at least we're running with two machines, and we're getting close to getting done.
Well, you've got a pretty good attitude considering all of that. How long have you been cutting?
We started last Tuesday and been cutting, so we've been fortunate. It's been dry and not really had issues. We've had a couple rains in between where it kept us from starting about 2 or 3 o'clock. And after that, about 8 o'clock, it started getting damp again, so it didn't last a very long day, but the yields are good in the middle 60s this year so far, and we're just fortunate. Last year was 15, maybe 20 bushel yield, so we're pretty glad for that.
The corn in this area looks great. Looks like it's about ready to tassel.
Yeah, the corn is, in some places, tasseling. Right now, that doesn't mean anything to me because last year, way into the end of July, we had 150 bushel corn, and in 10 days, it went from there down to 15 to 20. So our hopes aren't really high, but we have the prospect of doing really good.
So how has your moisture been in the last month? Have you gotten ample moisture?
We've got just enough moisture just to barely keep us going. Which was good for the wheat because it didn't have to sit in water or anything, but 5-6 days of heat and drought, it would start suffering.
Just hope your wheat harvest, where do you haul grain
to? We're going into Walton right now. In Newton, where the mill is, they're in the process of getting scales put in, and sometimes the waits were about 2 hours in there, so we've been going to Walton because we don't have the trucking to go anywhere else.
We're visiting with Neil Williams. We're 6 miles east of Newton. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.